You know, all of us are children of the living God, and if we're children, that makes us young, right? So we look at things from a child perspective or a youth perspective, and sometimes from an adult perspective, we get it all mixed up. So I always like to share something simple as it pertains to the gospel. And I ran across a thing that said, the secret of a great new year. Oh, you like secrets? Secrets are good, but this is a secret that I don't want to keep a secret, if you would. We're coming up in a few weeks for 2026. Can you imagine? A new year, 2026. Well, I heard about some people making their New Year's resolutions on a Etch-a-Sketch pad or even a blackboard. You know what an Etch-a-Sketch thing is, when you do all that and then you turn another knob and then whoop, it wipes it all clean. And then on a blackboard, if you went to school when I did, we had erasers and we would go up there and erase everything the teacher taught us, and we'd have a blank blackboard ready to go for the new time. And things coming up, celebrating a New Year's or New Year Eve, the things will be on television, fireworks, and it's a lot of wonderful things. But what's special about a new year? I think a new year gives us an opportunity to start over, doesn't it? Or do we at least think that we pretend that we're going to start over, that the old thing is wiped away? But sometimes the memories of the old year stays with it, don't they? And maybe I said something sometimes, or I hurt somebody's feelings or whatever, and I'm thinking, oh, I want to repent for that. But you know what we can do? The new year gives us a chance to wipe the pad clean, so to speak. And maybe I didn't do everything, or maybe you didn't do everything you meant to do last year, and that's okay. But this is a new year coming up. And we can come together and say, you know, I can do better because I got a new chance. The old is past and the new is here. Well, every day is a New Year's Day when you believe in Jesus. How can that be? Yeah, every day is a new day when you believe in Jesus, because he said whenever we do something that we're not proud, we can pray and ask for his forgiveness, and he will wipe the pad clean, or the chalkboard clean. So we don't have to wait for next year to start over. No, we can do the thing right now, and that's one of the best things of being a Christian. When you mess up, you can ask Jesus to wipe the pad clean, because we need to start over. We call that repentance. It's a wonderful thing that we can repent and say, forgive me, Lord, for what I did wrong, because I want to make a new start. And he gives us not one chance, not two chances, not three chances. He gives us thousands and thousands and thousands of chances. For as long that we are in this earth suit and we're here on earth, we can repent and Jesus will make it clean. That's the secret. Jesus.